In the U.S., we experience what seems like a never-ending campaign season. Almost as soon as one election is over, the race is on for the next one. The U.K. is different. This week, the starting gun fired on Britain's 2015 election campaigning season. Voters will go to the polls in just 4 weeks. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from London.
On Tuesday morning, Prime Minister David Cameron's black armored Jaguar rolled to Buckingham Palace. Then he returned to No. 10 Downing Street to make his opening pitch.
I've just had an audience with Her Majesty the Queen following the dissolution of Parliament.
No massive launch rallies here with thousands of cheering supporters. That's not the British campaign style. Cameron's audience was a bank of cameras.
5 years ago, when I walked through that black door, millions of people were unemployed. There was no economic security for families, and there were worries about whether our country could pay its debts.
Now he says Britain has turned around. Cameron leads the Conservative Party, which ran a coalition government for the last 5 years. His only rival to be prime minister is Labour Party leader Ed Miliband. Miliband pitched his opening day message to business, saying Britain's recovery has been uneven.
And let me also say this. There is no future for Britain as a how low can you go economy. Productivity is the key to the country we wish to be, richer, fairer, with opportunity for all.
Polls show these two parties in a near tie. And for most of the last century, that has been the entire contest, Labour versus Conservative. Not anymore. For the second election in a row, it looks like nobody will get more than 50% of the vote. That means a smaller party will need to join in a coalition government. A handful of colourful leaders are on the fringes vying to be kingmaker.
Vote SNP to get Scotland's voice heard in Westminster.
The only party in this election that is actually offering a solution to the immigration crisis.
Only Plaid Cymru has policies made in Wales, by people in Wales.
Only the Liberal Democrats have a credible plan to finish the job of balancing the books.
Coalition governments used to be virtually unheard of. Now they could be the new normal. Thursday night, seven party leaders took the stage for the only televised debate of this campaign. Cameron refused to participate in a one-on-one face-off against Miliband, so the stage was crowded and at times chaotic.
It's the same.
Nicola Sturgeon is absolutely right.
The point of the anti-austerity motion.
That cacophony pretty much captures the state of British politics right now, says Sheila Lawler. She directs the London think tank Politea.
This is like a race where there's no favourite. Nobody really knows who's going to win.
That adds excitement to the contest, but in another respect, Lawler describes this as the dullest election Britain has ever had.
For the first time, the parties seem all to have the same policies on the big matters. They know we need to cut the national debt. The only difference is how fast, how quickly.
And this is a relentlessly inward-looking campaign, focused on budgets, healthcare, and the economy. In the two-hour debate Thursday night, there was not a word about terrorism, war, or the nuclear deal with Iran. The only glimmer of foreign policy discussion was about the European Union, and that was about whether the UK should remain an EU member at all. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.